is that she regards herself as competent to producing an object identical to that which is given in situation at hand with regards to dishonors properties of the object. What is usually neglected is the intentional theoretical context in which the composer has placed her object, with which it is transformed and viewed together into a unit in which perception is understood through conception and vice versa. To reply to the person mentioned above with what you understand about the given past can equal out the balance between the perceptual and conceptual conditions that have historically determined the identity of a work of music, while modernists have difficulty in accepting such inequalities, in my view, because of the ontological expansion of a work of music to be understood through a diversity of identifying contexts, which does not guarantee the autonomy of a work of music based on either its purely conceptual or purely perceptual self-reflexive conditions. With that being said, it does not necessarily follow a resolution of the final or imminent work, or specific criteria of a work of music. The conception of music today encompasses what can be regarded as categorical errors or paradoxes, such as both dialectical, modernistic, and culturally relevant expressions. Theories of language. To refute the history of the conception of European music would be contradictory, while at the same time the criteria determining the value of music today are not necessarily identical to the representation or dialectical of a given historical epoch. It is against the situation sketched above, which I refer to below, as the cultural and historical inscribedness of music that I consider.